victory, as we're joined now by the head coach of the Crookston Pirates, Coach Josh Hardy. And Coach, your overall thoughts on tonight's game?
That's a pretty good hockey team. Fun to watch. They ate us up in pretty much all aspects of the game. Move the pucks. They're just so smooth with the puck. They move the puck so well tonight. And maybe the biggest thing was that they were just so tough in transition. They anytime we got the puck out, they were right back down our throats and looking to score. So there was some. I mean, obviously some things that we can build on and work on from there. But it was we got beat up tonight.
What was the message in between the periods and then post game too?
Yeah, you know, it's just about resetting, right? We 0-0. Like, we got to come out and try to win a period here, and just do the things that we can to improve. You know, after the first period, it was, hey, we got to move pucks a little bit harder. We were getting a little soft with some things, and after the second period, it was, hey, we got to try to find some positive going into tomorrow. We got another tough matchup, so. It was, trying to find the positives here and not necessarily worrying about the overall score, but what we can do to improve, because we had to keep going. We had no other choice, right? So after the game, it was, the messaging was, hey, you can take this one of two ways. Neither of them are right. Neither of them are wrong. We can, you can flush this one and get ready for tomorrow, or you can let it sting a little bit and use it as motivation. And, I said, talk to the boys, that's up to you. Neither of them are bad ideas but everybody's a little bit different in what they need to do to get ready for tomorrow. So, for me, it's, hey, we got a big one tomorrow. We got a big one on Monday. So we got things that we need to do to be better. Tomorrow's a big one, but Monday's the real big one, section game against Park Rapids. We got to take care of business there. And it was just one of those games. We just didn't quite have it tonight, and they showed why they're number four team in the state.
A couple of guys, they ended up getting a little bit banged up there. How's the overall health of the team coming out of this one?
Yeah, Tegan Levinsky's been dealing with a cold. He was struggling tonight. Eddie took a stick to the face there a little bit. He got banged up on that one hit that led to a penalty too, but he's okay. He'll be all right. He's a tough kid. And then Ryan Street's got just a long-term kind of hip injury that was bothering him in the third, and we sat him down there and said, hey, let's protect you a little bit here. And so it was obviously outside of that, a couple other guys are dealing with, everybody seems to be in the Crookston school district dealing with some illness. So it was battling through that, but not an excuse at all. We gotta be better. We talked a little bit in the post game about it. These games are tough because you realize that your expectation of where you are isn't quite where you want it to be, right? You come into this game thinking that, hey, and myself included, right? Like, I think that we are able to compete when we play our best against a team like this. And, obviously tonight we didn't have that. So it's kind of back to work, back to the grindstone here. And what do we got to do to get better so that the next time if we end up facing these guys in the playoffs that we're ready to roll?
One of the bright spots, Parker Kelly, he had to make a ton of saves, 41 saves for Parker. He was phenomenal. The goals that beat him were, pretty legit. And then how about Brady Chandler coming off the bench there in the third period?
Yeah, big time, right? Again, start with PK. He made some unreal saves. The kid just shows up every single game. There was not one that I'm looking at and I'm going, PK maybe would like to have that. They were tic-tac-toe, bang, backdoor. It was some nice-looking goals. It was like I said, kind of fun to watch. But unfortunately, we watched them a little bit out there too. But, PK was outstanding today in the third. He was very much willing to, obviously you're kind of getting beat up here, but wanted to see Brady get some action. We got Brady in, and I thought he was great, right? He had an outstanding JV game. He made a ton of saves there, played really, really well. So again, our goalies, I thought, had good nights. And maybe the thing that I'm most proud of is that, Brady's out there, and the first guy up on every single save, pounding the boards, was PK. Excited for him and wanted to get him into the game and feeling well about his play. So that says a lot about him. And Brady's, a kid who just works hard every day. He's done a great job for us. And, it's always tough being a backup goalie, right? Like, you get some JV action, but he comes in with a good attitude. And, to see him go out there, and I thought he played really well. So good for him.
Bo made that same observation too, seeing that Parker was up there, you know, cheering on Brady as much. He was the first guy there to cheer him on, and so it's great to see that the team, even though they're down, you know, 9-0, 10-0, 11-0, they're still, you know, they're still cheering each other on.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it was good to see. There were times on the bench, you know, I mean, in the third period, we're getting beat up, and our line of Edwards and Trudeau and Streeter talking about ways that they need to play better out there. And, you know, you could just, you know, hang them up and say, all right, let's just get through this period. But they're working on it and trying to get better. And I was very proud of kind of the way that we handled tonight. We battled all the way to the end. We just didn't have our A game tonight.
Tomorrow night, it's going to be a big one, you know, taking on Hibbing Chisholm. How do you put this one behind you? There's no practice. Less than 24 hours turnaround. You have to go back. It is on your home ice, so that's going to be a little bit nice. That's one benefit. But how do you spin this one into tomorrow night, and then what do you know about them?
Right. You know, I mean, Hibbing's a young team. They got a ton of skill, lots of talent. And for us, I think that we need to it's a little bit about us getting into the game, right? Like, we got kind of punched in the face tonight. Not literally, but we got, they came out and jumped all over us early, and we had a hard time getting ourselves back into the game after that point. And that's a little bit on me as a coach. I thought about calling that timeout there in the first period. I maybe should have, just to reset us. But, you know, tomorrow it's, like, for me personally, I told the boys, I said, I'm not going to let this one sting, right? We're going to learn from this and get back to it. So we'll look at some things on video that maybe we can change and do better tomorrow. But, it's another opportunity. And maybe that's better than even having a practice, that we just get to come out and do it again. And hopefully it goes a little bit better.
It's a new day tomorrow, and we'll be there for it.
You know, we say it all the time. I'm pretty positive the sun's going to come up tomorrow, and we'll be back at it. That was maybe the message too in the locker room, is that we ain't done. We're not going to let one game define us, right? One game doesn't define our season. I said, think about, you know, 48 hours ago, how good you felt after a 7-0 win over Kitsing. I said, that doesn't define us either, right? So how we, you know, we don't just let one game determine our season, especially at this point. At one point, it's going to when we get to the playoffs, but it ain't now. So we're back to work tomorrow. I'm excited to get back out there. And this is just, again, I'm so, such a pleasure to coach this group of kids. They do such a good job. They work hard every day, and they have good attitudes. And again, you saw tonight some of the character stuff among them, and just proud to be their coach.
Thank you very much for joining us, Coach. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Thank you.